Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A Most Dangerous Game. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
This is the chamber. Once someone enters, there is no turning back. Tonight, within these steel walls, human endurance will be taken to its very limits. Participants will be subjected to unbearable environments and incredible physical stress. Scorching heat, sub-zero cold, and hurricane force winds. If anyone can make it through all seven levels, they could walk away with more than $100,000. Will it be worth it? Welcome back to the Chamber.
In the early 2000s, television audiences were captivated by an intense and adrenaline-pumping game show called The Chamber. This unique show pushed contestants to their limits as they faced a series of physical and mental challenges within a claustrophobic and high-pressure chamber. The Chamber, directed by Don Wiener and hosted by Rick Schwartz, aired on Fox from January 13th to January 25th.
Wow.
Short. Wonder why.
Mm-mm.
The series was designed to be a more extreme game show in the vein of programs like Fear Factor, Survivor, which were huge at the time, and The Chamber aimed to capitalize on the trend by offering a unique and intense experience for contestants and audiences alike. Each round took place inside a chamber.
You don't say.
A confined and controlled environment that could simulate extreme conditions such as heat, cold, or sensory deprivation.
This already sounds so problematic.
The contestants were subjected to physical challenges, mental puzzles, and psychological tests while inside the chamber, with the goal of accumulating the most points to win the game. Preston Beckman, a fellow Fox executive, thought that the show had been created to make viewers wonder if, quote, Fox might actually kill someone on television due to the extreme circumstances in which the contestants of the chamber would be placed. The chamber's first host, sportscaster Matt, I don't know if I'm saying this right, Vasgersian, was troubled by these issues and ultimately decided to stop working on the show.
Fair.
First host, gone. He's like, I'm not doing this.
He's like, I can't in good conscience be a part of this.
There's always somebody else that's willing to do it, though.
Of course there is.
When Matt arrived at the rehearsal, he saw a girl being sprayed with water in the cold chamber and overheard a conversation between members of the show's production staff in which the effects of exposing the girl to hundreds of mosquitoes were discussed.
Oh,
so while some girl's getting a cold hose, they're talking about, hey, what about hundreds of mosquitoes just flying around while these people are trying to answer questions under duress?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Matt had accepted the job primarily because he was friends with one of the program's producers. It was because of this blatant disregard for the participant's security and well-being that Matt abruptly left the set, eventually being replaced by sports radio host Rick Schwartz.
Okay, there's that person.
In addition to concerns over the extremity of its content, The Chamber was sued by the producers of the ABC game show The Chair. I'm not familiar with that show.
Mm-mm.
I think it was a little more popular, but they were both similar shows, and The Chamber just ramped it up.
Yeah.
I feel like The Chair, you're like in the hot seat.
Yeah, you're in a chair, we're in a chamber, and hundreds of mosquitoes. How about that?
How the game is played? After this break.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The game began with two competitors listing objects from a predetermined category until one of them won. The top two finishers received $500.
$500.
Or, hold on.
Okay, I'm holding.
Access to the chamber.
Uh-oh.
So you can get $500. That's nice.
Or
after tax, you owe $75.
Great.
Or get in that chamber, baby.
Mm-hmm. What happens there?
They would have to answer questions for a chance to earn over $100,000.
So we're going from $500 to
you could take
$100,000.
Yes. If you're a coward,
so you're going in the chamber.
Yes, pretty much. Or it's a very boring show.
Totally.
Although unaired episodes allegedly contained electricity, water, and insect-themed chambers,
mm-hmm.
it goes without saying that the people with claustrophobia need not apply.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Naturally, while in this chamber, participants would be subject to cold-blooded torture, including intense heat or extreme cold. Correct responses were paid $1,000 apiece throughout each of the seven rounds, which lasted 60 seconds.
Mm.
Each round begins with the conditions in the chamber getting worse. Really? Why would we get it easier?
Yeah, no, they're not going to be like, this is almost flooded and now it's comfy in here.
Yeah, you just sit on this lazy boy.
Just take a nap.
And the game would end and the player's bank would be cut in half if they gave incorrect answers to two questions in a row. Their, quote, stress quotient reached a certain level for 20 seconds or they or the show staff decided to call it.
Yeah.
So there was people that were saying, hey, listen, I know you're tough, but this is mm-hmm. too dangerous.
But that would be like a person like me. Like, I'm not a medical professional, but I'm sitting by a buzzer and a walkie-talkie being like, this person looks frozen. I guess let's stop, kind of a thing. Also, I'm not really sure I understand, like, the scoring of, like, you get,
that's
I don't know.
Always,
it's all always, crazy. It's all
it's
like,
just, you get questions that might be, if you're just sitting around, might be easy to answer.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're cold or hot or there's mosquitoes or you're getting electrocuted, might be difficult to answer.
Yeah. And also, like, how they add and subtract money to that feels like, from what you've said, a little all over the place as well. It's chaos. Chaos.
If a player can make it through all seven rounds with at least 25 questions correct, their earnings would be double. And then playing the chamber would also have been retired. So then you're done with the chamber if you get that point.
Okay. Okay.
And then maybe two people. The better of the two people.
Mm.
Internal temperatures would begin at 110 degrees Fahrenheit and increase towards a maximum of 150 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow. Wow.
The chair would move beginning at the second level, first back and forth, then up and down, then 270 degree rotations and complete circles. So you're like in a...
like an undulating... you're in one of those things where they have on like the boardwalk.
Yeah.
You know, where you're like in ropes and
yeah.
they're turning and twisting it. But on top of that, it's like
a gyrosphere type thing.
Degrees,
yeah.
And you have to answer questions about geography.
Jets shooting flames around the contestants. Just around.
Cool, cool, cool.
And then as far as the cold, the temperatures would begin at 30 degrees Fahrenheit and decreasing mm-hmm. towards a minimum of 20 degrees Fahrenheit. Contestants getting sprayed with water, causing ice to form on your body.
So that doesn't sound that bad, the 20 degrees.
Wind gust of 40 miles an hour, air cannons blasting towards the contestants with up to 140 miles an hour winds. So you're getting shot with an air cannon.
That's a lot.
Simulated earthquakes increasing in intensity, electrodes contracting the player's muscles,
mm-hmm.
oxygen
mm-hmm.
levels gradually descending to 70%. That's pretty scary.
That's scary. And then they just set you on fire and see.
That's for the $500.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
So the show debuted on January 12, 2002 to about 10 million people. However, by the third episode, getting moved to Friday night, the viewership was cut to almost half. So even with
yeah.
all that, people were like,
no.
Either they were like, other things are on there or more interesting. The way the show is interesting, but the way they are producing it, it just wasn't conducive to a good show, or they're just like, I don't want to see people getting tortured.
No, I think that there's a tipping point with stuff like that, especially because like people who love game shows like love the game of it. But it's not a game when you're just in a coffin getting blasted with air and shocked and I don't know, you know, almost drown. Like that's not like fun. That's not like a fun viewing on a Friday night, you know?
Only three of the six episodes actually aired due to the critiques
mm-hmm,
and the
mm-hmm.
drop in viewership.
Warranted.
And I really think it's the drop in viewership
mm-hmm.
first.
Totally.
They'll say, you've spoken and we've listened, but really the view has dropped in half.
Yeah.
Is it going to continually just keep dropping as the show goes on?
And they're like, no, we have an obligation to the safety of, they're going to, yeah, like, they're going to stand their moral high ground for why this show wasn't airing, even though we all know it's because people weren't interested.
Scott Brown, a participant who was hospitalized for hypothermia after being subjected to all 7 levels of the show.
God.
Where he won $20,000.
Okay.
Would later sue the chamber and ended up receiving a settlement of $100,000.
I mean, does that, am I an out, does that doesn't sound that bad. The things I would do for $20,000? Should I have been a contestant on the show?
Here's what I want you to imagine. 3 episodes aired, 3 didn't. Imagine you're on the show of the other 3 episodes.
Oh my God.
Where you, I don't know what you get in.
Oh no, no. Because as someone who worked on game shows, there is a contingency that if it doesn't air, you may not even get the money. And that is, that's horrifying,
yeah,
to think of. And also, I was thinking about casting too, and it's like, do you think any casting people asked these people if they had pre-existing conditions that may affect their torture in this chamber? Or like, it was just like a checklist, and they're like, yeah, you're good.
You know, as we, you know, we go to the, sometimes you go to the doctor, and you're like, yeah, I'm fine, fine, mm-hmm, fine, fine, fine. And I'm sure 20 years ago, we learned that things were probably a little more lax.
Totally. Well, you think about Fear Factor. I had a friend who worked on Fear Factor, and I remember she got a rash. She was like, she got like a flesh-eating bacterial rash, and they were like, good luck.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.